So today is March 8th, and this is the ATM for the San Diego Feldenkrais study group. So everyone lie on your backs and just get comfortable on your back and get a sense of how you are sinking into the floor. Hold on. Get a sense for how your pelvis is lying on the floor. Whether one side of the pelvis is making a little bit more contact with the floor than the other. And how your two shoulders are lying on the floor. And whether the shoulders reflect what's happening with your pelvis, or whether similar or the opposite. In your mind's eye, draw the line of your spine from your pelvis up to your neck. Sense where it's making contact. Where it's familiar and where it's unfamiliar. Where it's easy to see in your mind's eye and where it's not so easy to see in your mind's eye. And also sense the contact you're making with the back of the head. And notice whether you're making contact on the back of your head in the what would be maybe the center of your skull, or are you making contact a little to the left or a little to the right? Another way of asking this question is, if you were to open your eyes and shoot a laser beam out of your eyes to the ceiling, would that laser beam go exactly straight up, or would it go a little bit to the left or to the right? Or is your nose pointed just a little bit to the left or a little bit to the right? So you can even try and get a sense of that with your eyes closed. Notice also your breathing. I imagine many of you took the workshop, so your breathing is quite nice right now. And now open up your eyes and take a look at the ceiling. And find a point on the ceiling that is directly up from your eyes. So for example, if your head or your eyes were slightly turned to the left or to the right, you would find that point that's it'd be slightly to the left or to the right on the ceiling. And now slowly roll your head left and right, nicely and easily. And we do this a lot in ATM class, just to measure, you know, how much resistance there is to the movement in the neck and in the spine. And often we come back to this movement to test to see how, you know, an ATM has helped to make, you know, rolling of the head easier. So just get a sense of that. Like, is it easier to roll to the left? To the right? How much effort does it take? And then pause that for a second. And now find that spot straight up there on the ceiling. And imagine there's like a red dot on the ceiling. And now that red dot starts oscillating to the left, moving to the left, and moving to the right. And keeping your eyes and your head together, can you just move your head so that you're following that dot as it moves on the eyes? So now it's almost like the eyes are, that this dot on the ceiling is what's motivating you to turn the head. And can you breathe as you do that? And if the dot is moving very quickly, move it more slowly. And if the dot is moving slowly, maybe move it a little bit more quickly. So try two different speeds with the dot. And sense then also, does the dot prefer to go more towards the right, or does it prefer to go more towards the left? Pause. Let it go. relax. Okay. Now, let's open only the right eye. Keeping the left eye closed. You know, I'm sorry I messed that up. Open both eyes. So now, see that dot on the ceiling again. That's you. See that dot on the ceiling again. And now track that dot to the left and to the right again. However, do it only with your eyes. Do not let your head roll. So with your eyes, they're slowly tracking this dot on the ceiling that goes to the left and to the right. And make sure you breathe. You don't hold your breath. You don't make any effort anywhere else. As you're moving your eyes, scan yourself and ask yourself, the holding in the chest, in the throat, the thing. It can be quite difficult to just move the eyes alone without turning the head. If you need to take a pause, take a pause. Close your eyes or whatever, and then restart that. And then ask yourself, is it easier to take the eyes to the right, to take the dot to the right, or is it easier to take the dot to the left? What is the, we'll call it a range of motion, an easy range of motion that you have in moving that dot to the left and to the right? Again, make sure you're breathing. And if it gets so easy or whatever that you're bored with it, stop. And if it's you're getting tired, stop. If it's interesting, continue. And then pause. Let's just rest. Let it all go. Notice now, when you're letting it go, your eyes are closed and stuff, whether you have a different sense of your spine and the back of your neck and how the head is making contact on the floor now. Do you notice if there's more or less effort? Not that there's more effort, but are you more aware of perhaps effort in some parts of you that you weren't aware of before? How's your breathing? Okay. So now, let's just open the right eye, keeping the left eye closed. If this is difficult to do, because it was difficult for me to do, you can also take your left hand and place it over your left eye. So, with only your right eye open, your left eye open, find the dot on the ceiling again. Find that point on the ceiling. And now slowly move that dot left and right and track it with your right eye and only your right eye. Your head does not move. That does not mean you fix your head. It just means that your head does not move. And as you track that dot, as it moves slowly to the left and to the right, make sure you're breathing. Check to see whether you're making any effort. Can you feel things? When I did this again, I could feel effort in the back of my head and the muscles that attach the back of my head to my neck. So as I moved my eyes, these muscles were wanting to do stuff. And so it was key to breathe and just allow the eyes to move and not involve anything else. Pause with that. Bring your hands down if they're up. And take a rest. Okay, let's now open the right eye, close the left eye. No, you open the right eye. So the same eye is open and the same eye is covered as previously. And now find that dot on the ceiling again. So now what you're going to do is you're going to keep your right eye set on that dot on the ceiling, but you're slowly going to turn your head left and right. But your eye keeps seeing that dot on the ceiling. So you're now differentiating the head and the right eye. Make sure you're breathing. The dot can move as slowly as you need it to. And as we do this, Arlene Zone, she talked about inclusive attention and exclusive attention. I think those were her words. And so one of the tricks in ATM is, as you're doing the primary movement, to also be able to sense what's happening throughout all of you as you do this movement. Is your right arch contracted? You know, is your left hip, you know, tightening in one direction of the movement? There's a million possibilities. But as you do this primary movement and you make it easy, you want to make sure you're breathing and not making effort, parasitic effort, in other places. Of course, if you get tired of it, stop. If you want to just take a break and re-engage with it, that's fine. I think everyone wants to take a break, so. So now we've done some asymmetric stuff. Just working with the right eye. Do you sense the effect of that asymmetry as you're lying and resting now? Okay. So now let's repeat these two steps with the other eye. So open your left eye, and if you would like to, cover your right. And first, take a look at the ceiling with your left eye and where that dot is. It doesn't really matter where you put the dot, but just see, hey, is that dot in the same location as it was with the right eye, or is it in a different location than it was with the right eye? And now slowly let that dot go left and right. And see for yourself how easy it is to just make that dot smoothly go left and right. That means, how easy is it for your eye to traverse left and right, for the muscles of your eye to pull, I don't know the exact physiology of it, but it's sort of like it's pulling the eyeball to the left and to the right so that you can track. And how clearly do these muscles, how clearly are they able to track left and right? Is there a difference between the left and the right eye? Again, in my case, there was a gigantic difference. I was right eye dominant, and the left eye was, doing this with the left eye was very unfamiliar for me. And if you can, see if you can make that dot move just a little bit more smoothly, a little bit more easily, and a little bit more comfortably. And also notice how you're breathing, and if you're making any effort elsewhere. And let it go. And notice you can let it go. Sometimes these kinds of eye movements and differentiations of the eyes and the head can be pretty intense. So if it is, you know, respect that, and you can do less. So let's cover the right eye again, or close the right eye. Look with your left eye towards the ceiling. And now find your spot on the ceiling. Now slowly roll your head left and right. And keep your eye fixed on that dot on the ceiling. What's preventing you from rolling your head more than you are? That doesn't mean to roll your head more. It's just, can you identify what it is that's preventing you from rolling your head further? If it's really intense, you can imagine rolling your head. Make sure you breathe and you're not making any extra effort anywhere else. The key is to try and make this movement, which is really atypical, non-habitual, to try and make it easy. Now stop, rest, let it go. Now sense the contact you're making with the floor. So we first did the right eye, a sequence of movements, and then we did the left eye, a sequence of movements. How the back of the head is making contact with the floor, the back of the neck, the shoulders, the spine, the pelvis. Even the legs. You know, what in your self-image are you now drawn to? Okay. So now let's open both eyes. And now let's go back to the original movement that we did of just rolling the head left and right. But get the spot on the ceiling and now roll your head left and your right and follow the spot on the ceiling just with rolling your head left and right. And just notice if, not just if you can see further, but if in a smaller range of motion, if it's more lubricated now. Is there more grease on the gears or on the mechanisms? Does it just slide a little bit easier? Does your head just roll a little bit easier and whatever? There's less friction, there's less effort holding it back. Pause. Now open your eyes again. And now find that dot on the ceiling. And now move that dot left and right only with your eyes. So keeping your head still. Your head stays in the center. And try and make this movement nice and easy and comfortable. Are you breathing? Is there tension in your jaw? And now, as you bring your eyes left and right, bring your head into it. So now your head goes opposite. Well, you go, first let the head go with. So the eyes sort of now lead the head. So you start looking to the right with the eyes and your head follows to the right. And then you start looking to the left and your head follows. And now see if you can switch it around. So keep your eyes on the ceiling, but turn your head left and right so that your eyes have to go the opposite direction of the head. Pause and let that go. Just notice how it is that you're making contact with the floor now. Was one eye, when we had the eyes, we just looked with one eye, was one eye more comfortable than the other? Whichever eye was more comfortable, open that eye and leave the other eye closed. If you want, you can also cover the closed eye. So pick which eye was more comfortable. And leave it open and close or cover the other eye.
And now again, turn, move, find the dot on the ceiling, move it left and right, follow it with your eyes and leave your head fixed. And I shouldn't say fixed. Your head is still, but you're not making any effort to keep it still. And once you oscillate that dot back and forth a couple times, slowly bring your head into the movement. So when the dot goes to the right, first your eyes go, and then at some point your head starts to follow. And then as it comes back to the center, your eye just go, your eye goes to the left, and then your head follows. Now this is an asymmetric position because whichever eye you happen to have open, you can see better. If it's your right eye that you have open, you can see better towards the right and not as well to the left. Let that go. There's some people who are, you know, have unfortunate things happen to them and are paralyzed in wheelchairs, or I believe Stephen Hawking, the famous physicist, writer and physicist, is one of, you know, is in this situation where, or there's, you know, the people they have, the only muscle that they're actually able to use is their eye muscles. And there's even actually a famous book and a movie about a French guy. What was it called?
He was the editor of Femme, La Femme magazine.
In
Stephen Hawking?
No. There's a French guy. Yeah, the butterfly and the, yeah. Anyway, he actually wrote a book. He only had use of his eye, and people thought he was in a coma or a vegetable. They realized that he actually could communicate with his eye, and he actually wrote a book about the experience of, you know, being sort of trapped. You know, he was fully lucid, but all he could use was his eye. And obviously, if you're in that sort of situation, you eventually become quite proficient at really fine-tunely using your eyes. It's the same story as, you know, people who lose the ability to use their arms can write with their feet and stuff. So, I guess, you know, savor the experience of, you know, reconnecting with or connecting with your ability to use your eyes and becoming acquainted. Huh?
Appreciate
that. Yeah. Okay. So whichever eye you covered up, so you had one eye open and one eye covered. Switch it. And now find that dot on the ceiling, move it to the left and to the right on the ceiling. And now this is, the first side that we chose was the more comfortable side, so this is presumably the less comfortable side. And just pay attention to, well, how is it different? And how is it, you know, how is it hard, or, you know, what is it? Do you feel it more in the back of the head, in the neck, in the tongue, in the eye itself? Does it just give you, you know, or maybe the differences really aren't that appreciable. If you can you find some way to make it a little bit more even if they are different? And now bring your head into the motion. So as you bring your eye to the left, your eye turn, your head now starts to roll to the left. And make that a nice, easy, comfortable range. But also ask yourself whether that range of rolling, and can you see just a little bit further in each direction? Never to the point where it's uncomfortable, but can you actually bring a little bit more of the room into your view with your eye and your head rolling? Again, breathe. Make sure your jaw is relaxed, the back of your head and neck relaxed. You know, you can almost pretend like you're a cat or something like that, and you're just looking out into the trees for the birds. Yeah, maybe there's birds on the other, you know, you go a little further, turning your head. But again, only if it's comfortable. Okay, relax, let it go. And again, get reacquainted with how you're making contact with the back and the pelvis, the shoulders, arms, and head. Is there any change how the back of your head is making contact with the floor? Is there any change in the image that you have of your neck and the cervical spine? With your eyes closed, however you like to do it for yourself, we've all done lots and lots of ATMs, however you like to do it for yourself, just roll your head to the left and to the right and just see how it is with your eyes closed. Is that any different from when we started? Do you perhaps feel nauseous? All right, let's sit up and stand. Bless you, Helena. And let's walk around the room just a little bit. Just walk and get a sense for what's in your field of view. Now, as you're walking by people, can you turn your head and make eye contact with them as people? Without drifting too much off whatever course you were actually on. How's everybody doing with this? Good?
Good. I'm not doing it. I can't see sometimes, so don't be kind of.
But is everyone doing okay with this eye stuff? Would you guys like to continue a little bit? I totally changed the ATM.
Yeah, I
basically made it all lined down, but I think there's some interesting stuff that we can do. So, okay, do you guys want to continue a little bit? Yeah? Okay, so let's find a spot Like arms width away from a wall. Standing arms width away from a wall. If you can, I mean, maybe it's better if we're all kind of close together, but arms width away from a wall, like this. Yeah, and if you can, stand, you know, it doesn't have to be, you don't have to hold the wall, just like approximately arms width away from the wall, and not in front of a window, because what you want is you want to find a dot. And, you know, it can be more, it can be less, I just want to make it approximately, you know, arms width or whatever, away from the wall. All right, so we played all these games. They're not really games, but we did these movements. And Gwen, maybe just stand in front of a wall instead of the mirror, because it might be just easier in front of.
Oh, okay. I just want to be in the light. The light kind of.
Okay. Well, maybe if you just stand right in front of this wall, it's just so that you can, so that you have the center of the wall, because otherwise, so the idea is that we want everyone to sort of be a fixed distance away from something, and if you're standing in front of the window, then your vision would be on the, you'd be putting that into your focus. Okay, so we did these movements of the head and the eyes while lying on the back and fixing a dot on the ceiling that was moving, right? So now, let's fix a dot on the wall in front of you. And now, well, first scan yourself how you're standing, you know? And sense, are you putting more weight into your left foot? Are you putting more weight into your right foot? You know, as one arm longer than the other, as one arm, you know, letting go of weight more easily than the other. And also then feel here whether your head is turned a little bit preferentially to the left or to the right. And if you guys want to sit down on a stool, that's totally cool too. In fact, it might be better if everyone sat on a stool, to come to think of it, because I am now. I think that's it. I don't need a stool right now. Yeah. So, yeah, let's do it like this. This is better. So, again, we don't want to do this for too long. So, just get a quick sense of how you're sitting on the stool. Find that dot on the wall in front of you. And now slowly move that dot to the left and to the right, keeping your head still. So it only involves your eyes. Slowly to the left and to the right. And if you can, make it even. But if it's not even, that's okay. Notice how it's not even. Again, in this configuration, now you're sitting in the gravitational field as you're doing this. And sense, is there a difference in how you're making effort with the muscles in the back of your head and neck in particular? You could be doing it in all different sorts of places. And keep that dot moving to the left and to the right. Pause. Now, cover up or close, so you have a favorite eye. Open the favorite eye, close the non-favorite eye. If you need to, put your hand over the non-favorite eye. And now, find that dot on the wall and slowly move it to the left and to the right. Keeping your head still, keeping everything else still, breathing. Make it as effortless as possible. Pause, but keep your eyes closed. The one eye closed, one eye open. Find that dot straight in front of you. Can you now take that dot and make a small circle with it on the wall, keeping your head fixed?
So now this involves your eyes going up and down as well as left and right. It can be a small circle. It could be a silver dollar on the wall. Notice if you sense any shifting of your weight on your pelvis as you do this. Notice if you're holding your breath. Pause and let it go. Okay, now cover your habitual eye and leave your non-habitual eye open. You don't have to cover, of course. You can just keep it closed. And now, again, move the dot to the left and to the right like this. And notice what that is like. Is it more difficult than with the other eye? Does your weight shift as you do it? Can you make it as smooth as with the other eye? Ask yourself to make it smooth. Do you sense any movement in your shoulders? Pause, let it go. Now with your hands in a comfortable place, like on your knees or someplace, so your shoulders don't have to make too much effort. Now find that dot straight in front of you and now take it to the left and to the right. And just turn your head however you want to. Or follow the dot however you want to. So you could do it just with the eyes. You could do it just with the head. Or you can do it with both the eyes and the head. But make sure you follow the dot along the wall. Allow the dot to go left and right. Allow the amplitude of that motion to increase. So the dot keeps going further and further. It stays in a comfortable range, but it goes further and further. When it goes all the way to the limit of your range, to one side or the other, whichever side is more comfortable, stop there and pause. Freeze yourself. Is everyone in that place? Okay. When you're here now, ask yourself, are your eyes in line with your head or are they more to the side? Are they looking more towards the side? Can you, in this position, now take your eyes, keep your head looking in wherever it's looking, but now take your eyes more towards the center of the nose, so they're looking at the bridge of the nose, and then your eyes back. And to the center and back. Center and back. And can you do this with keeping your head still? So maybe we should pause doing this. Before, what we were doing is we were keeping the head still, looking straight forward, and bringing the eyes left and the right. So now the head is actually turned, and now you're bringing the eyes just to one direction, and then back to the center. All right. So now, turn your head again, left and to the right, nicely, easily, easily, gently, with comfort and ease. And now once it's to the a nice limit in the other side, so before you had turned to one direction, hold it there, pause there with your head there. Notice where your eyes are relative to your head. Are your eyes further to the side of your head, or are they looking straight over your nose? And then keeping your head still, bring the eyes to the center and then back to the side. And notice, are you holding the abdominals? Are your feet, are your toes relaxed? Are you breathing? And now, pause. Just relax, shake it out. Stand and walk around again a little bit. Imagine you're a cat looking for birds in the trees. No, probably you guys don't like to kill birds, but maybe you could still hunt them.
Looking for chocolate in the trees.
Or on the ground in front of you. Scan near, scan far. And notice how your arms swing. And I think maybe we should just leave it at that, huh?